Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com we'll send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventure, and the challenges she overcame. The book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Personally, I love My Life in a Book. I tried it with my mom, and I've heard stories I'd never heard before because, you know, they just never came up naturally in conversation. It's easy to use, and my favorite part is it's given me more of an excuse to talk to my mom more. You know, it's not always easy to come up with those on your own. Listener, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura for 10% off today.
Listener, you can find the full list of episodes of Black Label on Patreon. You get ad-free access to all episodes I create. With the largest benefit of joining our Patreon is that you get access to a massive amount of bonus content. For as low as $1, we have 8 episodes of content releasing to the Patreon for the month of December. Don't miss out. March 25th, 2022. 12-year-old Paris Harvey and 14-year-old Quarren Harvey are found shot to death inside the couple's Station Loft apartments. Their family in horror. Shock. Unable to comprehend what happened. Moments earlier, the family was in the throes of celebration. A party after a bed and breakfast. Things were joyous. Now nothing would ever be the same. But what happened? To understand, we have to go back. And we can do that. Because the entire incident played out on Instagram Live. Paris Harvey is wearing a white long-sleeve sweater with a graphic design, a pink headband, and white pants. Her cousin, Quarren, is wearing a black, maybe navy blue hoodie and blue jeans. In the video, Paris is holding a pistol with a large drum magazine. These drum magazines often house around 50 rounds. KMOV later reported, "The video shows the young girl, Paris, holding a gun. It looks like she is playing with the trigger and safety on the gun, and eventually she motions at someone who is out of the frame. Quarren comes into the frame and Paris points the gun at his head. The gun goes off." Quarren falls to the ground. Paris jumps back and falls, points the gun at her own head. The gun goes off, and she falls for the final time. This is when chaos erupts. One by one, the family members come in to see the girls. The reaction is as you would expect.
St. Louis. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle Lee.
And I'm Kelly Jackson. And for Brent Solomon, family members tell us a 12-year-old girl accidentally shot and killed her 14-year-old cousin. Police say the girl then died by suicide. 5 on Your Side's Christine Byers talked to the girl's mom this afternoon. She is live in downtown St. Louis with this exclusive interview. Christine.
Kelly, police are still investigating exactly how this shooting happened, but the mother of Paris Harvey, 12 years old, tells me it was all accidental.
Shanice Harvey wept on her front porch less than 12 hours after she learned her daughter Paris and her brother's son Karan were dead.
Oh, God.
It happened at about 2 o'clock Friday morning here at the couple's apartment complex in downtown St. Louis, just a few blocks away from Busch Stadium. Shanice said she let her daughter go to a party with family to celebrate March birthdays.
And everybody was getting together to celebrate. And so the younger kids, they got a bed and breakfast.
Shanice said her daughter found a gun and accidentally shot and killed her cousin. Police are calling the little girl's death a suicide. Shanice believes her daughter shot herself accidentally. and it was all streamed live on Instagram.
They was making a video, and she was playing with the gun, but it went off and hit him. And as it hit him, she dropped the gun, and it fell, and it went off, from my knowledge. And then when she picked it up by the barrel, and it went off. And that's all I know. I appreciate you all trying to get the story right. I truly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Because it seems like you have just as many questions as we do about how could this happen at 2 o'clock in the morning with kids this young.
Yeah, and there's no way that, you know, with all that family, you know, they should have basically, like, made sure she was okay. Everybody should have stuck with somebody. You know, we got to look out for each other. We're family. And, you know, they're young, so...
Now, police are still trying to determine who owned the gun and whether anyone can be charged in connection with this terrible tragedy. Live in downtown St. Louis, Christine Byers, 5 on your side.
Now, I know as of right now, everybody done saw this video. 12-year-old girl, dead, and that little boy she was with, dead. Because they decide to go in the bathroom, play with guns. They got a whole drill right there. See that? So... You know this drill heavy. First of all, where you get that drill from anyways? Where you get the drill from? Second of all, my condolences go out to the family. But this should never happen. They should never been in the bathroom playing with these type of guns. They shouldn't have had these type of guns around these kids. This is wrong with this world. This is wrong with the generation. It's all about guns. Guns ain't nothing to be played with. They very dangerous, and they will take your life. And unfortunately, it took both of their life. R.I.P. to these babies.
My take on the reactions to the deaths of Paris and Quan Harvey. Let's get into it. I was waiting for someone to speak up on this, but no one has, so I'll do it. Now, in case you aren't familiar, Paris, 12, and Quan, 14, were playing with a gun on live. Paris accidentally shot and killed her cousin and then shot herself. The main question I'm seeing is why would Quan let Paris put the gun to his head? The main comment that I'm seeing is that she couldn't bear the guilt of what she had done and didn't hesitate to turn the gun on herself. This was also initially being investigated as a murder-suicide. What we all need to acknowledge is that society has a horrible habit of adultifying Black children, even if it's at the expense of 2 Black children that tragically passed away, and it's sickening. What people are doing with their own opinions is they're applying their adult common sense and train of thoughts to a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. You should not do that. They are children. I saw the video, and what it looked like to me is that she panicked, and when she bent down to help him or handle the gun, it accidentally went off again. You didn't see it that way? Let's all do better and let these children rest in peace.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult, put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
the versions of events that happened are somewhat left to interpretation. For me, it looks like Paris unintentionally shot Quarren, and then shot herself because of the horror, guilt, and shock. Though others see both gunshots as an accident. The community as a whole wasn't happy with the accident ruling. Though it was initially investigated as a murder-suicide, many felt that there were still fingers to point. On March 30th, VOTP News reported, "Many community members across the city are now questioning why no one has been arrested in connection with the deaths of Paris and Quarren Harvey. Police are being tagged in Quarren's social media pages, and in one tag, a person states, 'This child's mother condoned her son's behavior, toting multiple guns and smoking weed and stealing cars. So why hasn't she been charged with negligence or something? This was preventable.' Some community members feel that the parents of these children have lost their children, so punishing them further is unfair. City officials are calling for better gun laws at the same time. The investigation is still very active in both situations. It is unclear if police will pursue charges in the Harvey cases." In this bustling holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel you on jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. Cross meal prepping off your list this holiday season with Factor. Skip the meal planning, grocery shopping, chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, and get Factor's fresh and never-frozen meals delivered to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Treat yourself to high-quality, delicious meals over the holidays. Choose from over 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, whether it's calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein plus, and more wholesome options. Looking for calorie-conscious options over the holidays that don't skimp on flavor? Try delicious, dietitian-approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. This December, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/obscura50 and use code obscura50 to get 50% off. That's code obscura50 at factormeals.com/obscura50 to get 50% off.
Hiç kimse inanmadı onun için öleceğime. Alın. Alın da izleyin.
October 2016. Erdogan Seren is on Facebook Live. The Mirror reports that the 22-year-old man is heartbroken because his girlfriend cheated on him. The man reads a poem that translates to, "Our love was going to be a saga, our eyes were not going to shed tears. Now tell me, love, are you leaving? Will my hands burn without you?" He tells the camera, "No one believed when I said I will kill myself, so watch this."
Alın da izleyin. Aha! İzleyin, izleyin. İyice izleyin aptallar.
Kiran is holding a shotgun. He pulls the trigger once, but nothing happens. It's the safety feature. He pulls the trigger again, and this time it does the trick.
Korkularını yolla yârim. Hala göz altlarına dokmadım. Neredesin?
I found an interesting thread about this specific livestream suicide. It seems to be a sort of dark milestone. I'm going to read directly from the Reddit thread and you'll see what I mean. There isn't a whole lot of backstory, as most places reporting on this are naturally Turkish and I can't speak Turkish. But from what I gather, Erdogan was struggling with depression after his girlfriend of only 6 months dumped him. He spent the last month of his life posting depressing and disturbing things to his Facebook, both accusing her of cheating on him and bemoaning the fact that she's gone. He posted pictures of himself with his sister and niece only hours before killing himself. His family heard the gunshot and immediately rushed him to the hospital, but he would pass away from his injuries that night. There might not be a lot known about him, but it's clear from what I'm reading that he was loved. The translation of his brother's post about him is absolutely heartbreaking, and a small glimpse into what the family went through. His brother posted to his Facebook, "Friends, please, everyone, report this account. Please close it. My brother. Hundreds of thousands of abusive comments came after him with suicide on live broadcast because of a person whose life did not cost 3 cents. My brother, maybe he wasn't right in his own way, but he did not deserve these comments. Rest in heaven, amen." Back in 2016, suicide via livestream was still relatively uncommon. It's believed that the first instance of this was in 2008, and when 2016 rolled around, there was still no real data being kept about it. But there's no denying that it's exploded in popularity in recent years. There you have it. Erdogan's dark legacy may be that he was the very first person to livestream his suicide that has an actual recording. Or at least it is believed by many to be the case. But in spirit, I don't believe this to be true at all. In my mind, at least, the first live suicides, though technically not streaming, have to go to those who ended their lives live on television. While considered lost media, many aren't aware that poor quality audio and video of American television news reporter Christine Chubbuck's 1974 televised suicide exists. Her struggles with depression and suicidal tendencies were well documented. She deserves her own deep dive, but I figure it's worth playing the audio here.
This weekend, being typical of the recent rash of violence, saw one man stabbed, another assaulted, and a third shot and wounded. Sarasota police report the finding of an 18-year-old, a man by the name of David Wynn, in the parking lot of Fairley Tavern on 27th Street. Wynn had an apparent stab wound in the chest, which, according to witnesses, was inflicted by James Whitworth during a fight. Police charged Whitworth with aggravated assault. Wynn is in satisfactory condition at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. The second attempted armed robbery in a week has involved law enforcement officers from both Sarasota and Manatee counties. Last week, teenage gunmen held up the highway bar and, after a shootout and high-speed automobile chase, held a family hostage and finally were nabbed by Sarasota sheriff's deputies. Early Sunday morning, the Beef and Bottle restaurant north of Sarasota Bradenton Airport on US 41 was the site of an attempted armed robbery and shooting. TV 40 newsman Bob Peterson was on the scene shortly after it began, and he filed this report. Sorry, for those of you who saw late night weekend news watch last night, we did have a film report and a commentary by Bob Peterson. Unfortunately, we had technical difficulties and cannot bring it to you now. However, watch NewsWatch tonight at 5:30, and we'll have that story for you then. As of this morning, Grace Foster, who was shot in that incident, is in satisfactory condition at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. In keeping with the WXLT practice of presenting the most immediate and complete reports of local blood and guts news, TV40 presents what is believed to be a television first. In living color, exclusive coverage of an attempted suicide.
We'll be right back. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.